Ladies and gentlemen, we present Ernest Fontwell versus the Holiday Experts, written by Laurie Wyman and starring Frank Thornton.
How do you do? My name is Ernest Fontwell. Well, in itself, I'll grant you, it's not particularly amusing, but when it comes to fighting the experts in anything, we are all Ernest Fontwells. The moment they suspect we have a bob or two, they're after it. This week, I'd like to tell you how to fight off the holiday experts. Don't fall for all those adverts that say, "Fly me, I'm Samantha," or "Davinia." If you're a Fontwell, all you'll cop is 15 stone of Gladys.
They're flying at 20,000 feet at 600 miles per hour, and would you like tea, coffee, or something stronger?
No. Looking at you, I'd like something a lot smaller. But if possible, awake.
Oh, stone me. Why do I always get the pernickety passengers?
You are stuck with Gladys here because it's a charter flight on a clapped-out freight plane. This means that as soon as it lands from its last flight, they shovel out the pig food and bung in a set of deck chairs and great big fat Gladys. No, there are no shortcuts to a perfect holiday. One must study the brochures.
Come to sunny Spain and enjoy the unbounded luxury of the San Sebastian Hotel. Every room equipped with private bath, all overlooking the beach and sea.
Which means that with a bit of luck, the foundations of the hotel will be laid about a week before you and your luggage arrive. If your luggage ever does arrive.
Come to sunny Italy and enjoy the unbounded luxury of the Milano Magnifico Hotel. Every room equipped with private bath. All overlooked by everyone on the beach or in the sea.
Which is much nearer the truth. Of course, there is a cheap way of having a holiday abroad. You can spend your entire fortnight off trying to get a visa from their embassy in order to spend a fortnight in their blasted country.
Hi, fella.
Good morning. I wish to visit the United States.
That could be tricky, fella. Now, let's see how you shape up. Are you a card-carrying communist? Do you intend to overthrow the American government? Have you been in prison or divorced? Have you enough capital to maintain yourself in our great country, or are you destitute? Are any legal proceedings being promoted against you?
Yes, but only in answer to the last question. I haven't paid my gas bill.
Sorry, fella. Next.
Good morning. I thought I would like to visit the glorious People's Soviet Republic to exchange the hand of comradeship between our two...
Niet! And who is next for a niet?
Good morning. I was thinking of visiting Rome.
Si, signor. You wish to have audience with His Holiness? It can be arranged. No trouble.
Well, yes. That would be an experience.
That will be 40,000 lire extra cash, of course.
I don't think I'll bother.
Sorry, no visa.
Next.
Let us be honest and admit that the Ernest Fontwells of this world should take their holidays at home. That way we cut down the chances of being either lost or arrested. At any coastal resort, we can always take advantage of the mystery coach tour. Excuse me, driver.
No, what?
Without wishing to be a pest, I do realize that this is supposed to be a mystery tour, but could you give us the slightest idea where we are going? Not that I wish to spoil the fun, you understand.
Oh, you won't. I don't know where we're going either. I left me ruddy maps in the garage.
All of which gives you a great deal of confidence, particularly if you happen to have noticed a completely bald front tire as it got in. A fat lot of good your stick of souvenir rock is going to do you if that rotund heap of thin rubber goes halfway down the hill to the Cheddar Gorge. Of course, if you happen to be an enthusiast, there's nothing more relaxing or alcoholic than a fishing holiday. After being poured out of a pub with your angling friend, you stagger to the nearest bridge, chuck your line in, and open another bottle. Then comes that magic moment when your equally pie-eyed friend jerks your arm and says... Freddy, you'll fishle the frightener away.
Ernie!
Now, what?
Well, this bridge we're on, I'll...
I think you'd better haul your line in.
Why? You mean I've caught something?
No. Well, there's a train coming.
Which is liable to put you off fishing or booze for at least a week. Another incredibly boring way of wasting your holiday is bird watching.
Oh, you dirty old devil. I'll have the law on you as soon as I've got my clothes on.
Which probably means bird watching isn't so incredibly boring after all. Mind you, it might be wiser to buy binoculars. You don't get belted one with a wet bikini quite so often. Now, holiday camps can be fun, but you do need to be specially trained in endurance to enjoy them. The relentless round of unbridled gaiety can prove a bit much if you're over 14. Far better to save up for a couple of years and stay at a luxury hotel, complete with agile staff always at your service and willing to help.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Oh, my word, them stairs are a killer. Now, if you'd like to put your cases down on the cabby. Cabinet, I'd be much obliged.
There.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. You've been most helpful. Thank you.
I don't know why you bothered to accompany me. I carried the cases. You could have stayed on the ground floor.
To manage. Meant. Hope you'll enjoy your stay up here. In the bridal suite.
Bridal suite? But I'm here for a conference. I'm on my own.
Oh, that's a pity, that is, isn't it? I'd just ring reception and ask for the massage parlour. That should solve that little problem. Well, at worst reception, I'll be out herself. But to be honest, she's a bit past it. Unlike myself.
Of course, a much cheaper way of losing your money is a camp holiday, if you'll pardon the expression. But take no chances. Just buy a second-hand tent from a friend or order one through the papers. 1 foot inside the door of the camping and tent specialists and the expert will pounce.
Good morning. Exactly what would you like me to do for you? I do have quite a large selection.
Yes, you do, don't you? Yes. Yes, I noticed as I came in. Actually, I was looking for something not too expensive in tents. Perhaps you could suggest something.
Interesting.
Something suitable for my wife and myself.
Oh. Well, there's the catalogue. Have a shufti for yourself. There's bound to be a load of old canvas and string that'll suit you.
How very obliging. Of course, being a Fontwell, and therefore a twit, we finally get talked into the giant maxi super version at the back of the catalogue, which means you'll be sitting in a field eating baked beans for a fortnight because you can't afford anything else. And even they have to be warmed in a tin over your cigarette lighter after paying for the tent. Never mind. You eventually erect the blasted thing in a howling gale and persuade yourself that you're having a wonderful time until the expert camper turns up at your flap door.
Morning, chum. Have you been camping a long time, have you?
Well, no. This is my first time, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, it's strange, that. Seeing as your tent is the old Mark IV model, I thought you must have hung on to it, you know.
No, I've only just bought it.
Oh, really? No. Well, I thought the manufacturers had withdrawn them all. Yeah, got done under the Trade Descriptions Act, they did.
I have a feeling I don't want to know the answer, but why?
Well, the catalogue says the centre pole is old English pine.
And?
It's a load of firewood stiff with Dutch elm disease. Hey, you don't suffer from hay fever, do you?
No.
It's just as well. One violent sneeze and the whole lot will collapse around your ears. Oh, and I know it's raining, but you wasn't thinking of cooking those baked beans inside the tent, was you?
Curiously enough, yes.
No, I don't. That's the other thing the manufacturer's got done for.
What?
The canvas isn't fireproofed. One fag end not snuffed out and the old lot'll vanish faster than Concord.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah. Look, I'll tell you what now. I'm packing this camping lark in. I could let you have my mobile home tent for quite a reasonable price, you know. At least you'd feel safe at nights.
Well, that's very kind, but what do I do with this one?
Give them fair warning and donate it to the Boy Scouts. At least they'll be able to stand up straight in it.
Now, don't forget that. The expert always attempts to destroy your confidence. Then, out of the kindness of his heart and the thickening of his wallet, shows you your way out of the trouble you were never in the first place. Now, let us, as usual, finish with the one expert on all things that none of us Ernest Fontwells can defeat, Mrs. Ernest Fontwell. When it comes to planning holidays, she is unbeatable.
About our holidays this year, now naturally Mother will be coming with us.
Oh, blind.
And I don't think she was too keen on that holiday camp last year.
That was one of the reasons I picked it.
And that caravan holiday the year before wasn't much of a success either, was it?
Oh, yes it was. She left on the second day.
So I thought that this year we should treat her to something different.
Mm. Potholing with a very short rope and no map?
Yeah, I thought it would be such fun for us all to go to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas?
Oh, because you know how much he enjoys the one-armed bandit machines. She won twice at Skegness in 1973.
And the other 75 times she lost 18 quid out of my wallet. Mind you, at least it kept her quiet for a quarter of an hour. It was almost worth it.
Now, don't be difficult, thingamy.
Ernest, I'm your husband!
Of course, I knew we'd met before. Now then, if we go on one of those unscheduled flights and queue up for a day or two beforehand, it won't cost that much.
Oh, no. Just a numb bum from trying to kip on your suitcase and violent indigestion from a steady diet of plastic sausage rolls and cardboard cups of pre-packed instant tea.
Or perhaps Mumsy would prefer the Costa Brava. What do you think?
I think we send Mumsy to Las Vegas on a single ticket and you and I go to Skegness. That way we might all have a good holiday.
Oh, I don't think she'd like that. No, on second thoughts, let's make use of your holiday. We'll stay at home.
Huh?
Now, there's the kitchen to be redecorated, and the bathroom wants repapering, and then there's the loo. Now, you know how it ka-choinks but doesn't go woof properly. No, you're right. We'll stay at home and save money.
Save money? Don't you believe it? By the time you've paid for all the tools and hired the equipment to do all that lot, it would have been cheaper to go to Las Vegas. Even if you did have to fly Gladys. Not only that, you wouldn't have been quite so exhausted. So, take my advice. Have a holiday anywhere, even if it is Skegness. Goodbye, and see you again shortly.
You've been listening to Ernest Fontwell versus the Holiday Experts, starring
Frank Thornton.
Well done. I quite enjoyed it. As Ernest Fontwell. The show was written by Laurie Wyman. And, look, do you mind reading the rest?
Why?
Well, I might miss my train. We're all going to Skegness on holiday.
And the best of British. The show also included Patsy Rowlands, David Tate, and Bill Wallace. And was produced by Geoffrey Perkins.